Hi, everybody. Well, we have another wonderful Monday program for you. And we're in the year 2016, in case you're on an archive. And the date today is July 18, 2016. So as normal, we clear the date for people where these numbers can connect to you. But I'd like to know if, when you're listening here, if possibly, you know, through the past show, we cleared a date that really had you hooked up. It'd be interesting to know that and maybe what the date was, if you remember that. So here we go. Let's clear this date. Because some people out there are kind of wondering why you're clearing the date, you know. And maybe, you know, it's nice to have the feedback from people indicating how they feel or what happened. Maybe you had a really bad day. You woke up, cleared the date here, and you go, wow, it feels better. So here we go. You feel better. So let's clear the date. So July 18, 2016. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. And let's clear away an energy from you that you're suffering with, connecting to, or whatever. It could be a pain, or it could be an emotional situation, trauma, event, or something. You never know what happens. You know, your day starts off hopefully pretty good. You wake up and nothing's on your plate, and then you go to work, and all of a sudden you got a load of stuff that you're dealing with, or a lot of emotional stuff from out of nowhere, and now you have it. So enter that one issue, and that should give a lot of emotional stuff. And, you know, I know that you should have the unlimited emotional clearing to release it from you. If you don't have that, then now's the time to get it. You know, you're never too late to get yourself, you know, freed up from your events, but you have to do the whole lifetime one first. So here we go, clearing away your situation. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll energize the light beams now. Bring peace into your room. So your room will change. If anything's in there bothering you, they'll probably leave. So here we go, energizing the light beams. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we'll see if Ann's on today. So are you all out of makeup and ready to go?
I am, Ron. My stylist just gave me the okay that I'm acceptable to be on the microphone. So happy to be here. Thank you, Ron. Thank you, listeners. We have a lot of things to discuss on the show today, and I'm looking forward to it, as I'm sure everyone else is. Yes, thank you for bringing up that date clearing, Ron. It's so important, and whenever there's a day where we don't have a show, so 3 days of the week, I always go into the natal barcode and clear the date. I use the numbers that represent the date, but then I type in the day of the week, the month first, and then the day of the week also on the natal barcode. And just recently, somebody asked the question on the show, could we do part one and two at the same time? So thank you very much, because I had never thought to do that before. So now I'm opening up two pages and doing both at the same time, because you said that was all right to do, Ron. So we have been sharing that there is a new timeline crash, an advanced timeline crash shared, and a listener is asking, does that include a dream part that you can put in a dream to clear? And yes, it does. Great question. Is there anything else you want to add about the new advanced timeline crash, Ron?
No, it just has a vortex clearing on it too, you know. So other than that, we're still being worked with, but get on there, and if you need to, you know, do a lot of timeline crashes, and you may want to use the other pages, the other clearings that's been up. Right now we are, you know, concentrating on the new one here. Not that it's, you know, it just has more stuff in there, so you don't have to do as much work yourself to do the clearing. So it may give you more ideas. But anyway, so back to you.
Right. And I just so, you know, people understand that Ron's referring to the doing an upside-down timeline crash, a tangent timeline crash, and a space-time crash, and a vortex clearing. And those are not yet added to the actual page, but they will be any day now. The webmaster has the information, and as soon as he gets a moment, that'll be on there. And let's see, we got a nice testimonial I would like to read. Please tell Ron that he sounds very impressive on YouTube, and I'm happy to find his website and think it is so nice he helps people. This person, you know, it's kind of long, so I'm not going to read the whole thing, but they want to do the alien attack page. They've been working with someone else for the past 6 months who's been helping them heal it, and I hope this will be over soon since it's disrupting my whole life and making me scared and worried. Can you tell me if after this sort of attack from space, does this stay away? As they told me, they told her this cannot happen again. Thank you for the help.
Well, I'll look at that differently. So my comment is on that is that the aliens are in control of time. Well, since they're controlling your time and they gave us time and they're putting programs into us on a time-based reality through the abductions of us every 10 minutes, et cetera, there's no way that anything is 100% guaranteed. It might be okay for present moments. You may have a nice clearing. Remember, they want you because of something. Whether you're, you know, your parents were in the military, or you have a history of military people, somehow they dislike those people. I don't know how or why, but for whatever reason, if you have, you know, ancestry in the military, at least if you're going back 100 years, then chances are they want you. And then they want you mainly because you're emotional. So if you weren't emotional, and if your parents were not in the military, then you probably would not be abducted unless they happened to work with your genetics in the past. And then they always check out each offspring to see how the genetics that they probably created in you as a test tube baby, you know, how it's coming along in this lifetime. So that's basically what they do. So there's no guarantee on anything. If you're not emotional, that's mainly your main guarantee of probably not being abducted as easily. So if you had a room full of people and you had 100 people, 99 that were all emotional, one that was very quiet and didn't react to anything, the 99 people would probably be abducted, and that one person would not be. And that's why we have the clearings on the website, which help you to become less attached to your emotions. And once you get out of the emotional energy, then you can be more in the present moment. Because, see, when you respond to emotions, what are you responding to? You're not in the now. You're responding to a past program in your life that you lived, or one that was downloaded to you, or one that was from your soul family, whatever. You have that. And so they're tagging you and connecting to you because you're just following a script. If you're not emotional and you're in the present moment, then you're not emitting energy outside of yourself into your auric field, and they're not going to really want you. They only want you because they can get energy from you. So once you fully understand that, you will know the benefit of why you want to have the clearings on the website so you could become calm and peaceful. Not that you're going to turn into somebody that's very cold and insensitive. It's the fact that you're not going to be reactive to many situations. And that also includes being really happy and cheerful and giggly and bubbly. It's the same thing as being depressed and angry and sad and going through trauma. It's the same thing. It's still emotions that you're emitting. So you want to be neutral. When you're neutral, then life feels very good. nothing is pressing upon you. And then they give you the thought. So you wake up in the morning and your plate's empty. Then they start feeding and downloading programs into you. And then you start communicating to someone or talking to someone or thinking inside of your head about, gee, what about, you know, what happened on the news 3 weeks ago? It doesn't pertain to you, but you're thinking about it. You're activating that in you. Or gee, are we going to have rain today or next week, you know? You know, really in the moment, who cares? So if you're that type of person, you need to get out of those programs. You should wake up with a blank screen. You know, your chalkboard is cleared off, and then you start living your life, and then you work in the present moment to see what you want to accomplish. Instead of having different thoughts running through you, causing problems. So hopefully that makes sense to you. I'm sure there's people listening right now that says, yeah, I used to be that type of person, you know, maybe, or I knew somebody that was a chatty Cathy. You know, that was the dolls in the old days, would pull the string and they said something. And, you know, you couldn't allow silence or mind silence with you. That's why you do the mind to heart drop to get out of those programs which the aliens are giving you. So who's making you think? What's controlling your thoughts? It's not you, because you could care less. You know, you just get stuff that you react to, and the aliens are pushing your buttons to get you to react, to respond to something. So hopefully I'm making myself clear, and that's why you want to have, you know, clearings. In case you're wondering about the recommended clearings that everybody needs, you need to have, it's not that you want to have, you need to have these to become peaceful. You need to have your whole lifetime emotional clearing, your whole lifetime fear clearing, your whole lifetime mental clearing, your whole lifetime cellular mental body clearing, and your whole lifetime entity. Entity is the big one. The other ones are big too, but entities come into you because of all the above clearings above that, because they're not cleared out of you. So they'll come in and play with your fear energies, play with your emotions, torment your mind, make you think a lot. And after you have those, then you need to have and work with the mind to heart drop, and if you're around a lot of people, shrink wrapping. So that's what I would suggest doing. So if you don't have those, then by all means, now you have something to work for to give yourself peace. And naturally, you could probably add in there maybe a trauma clearing if you've had trauma. You know, the different clearings that's there. Maybe you're too sensitive to people. That might be your empathic body and maybe your sensory body. But these are the main ones to do. Emotional, fear, mental, cellular mental, and entities. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. And now, interestingly, it's interesting that you went through some recommended healings where to start, because the same person who asked the question there, they just found you on YouTube, they were attracted to the harmonic frequency clearing, which I thought, oh, that's interesting that, you know, and they wanted to know what we think of them, you know, starting out with that. And I know people swear by that healing and get a lot out of it, and perhaps this person, that is something they need. What do you think about that idea, Ron?
Oh, do these first.
Okay.
These are like the prerequisites to your life. Remember, you're trapped here because of situations that you're dealing with. Do these clearings to free yourself up. Everybody somehow wants to go for what they think they believe and they need. And, yeah, that clearing is a great clearing. Do that one after you do these. You want to get this stuff under your belt. And, if you still feel like things are coming to you, then you need to get the unlimited version. It's $50 more for each one of these. So you can stay current with your clearing. If you want to stay current, you know, if you didn't have people around you and you didn't have radio and TV to listen to or to watch, then you would not need the unlimited version. because you're not going to be triggered. Doing the one clearing is fine. You may also want to get a big one, which is the judgment clearing. So, but you know, you got to start somewhere, and these are what I would highly recommend doing are these clearings here. If you're brand new listening, if you've been listening for a while, and you go, I never thought about the, you know, the cellular mental clearing, then you want to do that one next. Some people just don't know what to do next. They do a few of these here, and they're kind of like stuck. So do that clearing. But ideally, most people would think, oh, gee, you know, Ron, I want to do the emotional clearing, and I feel great. Now I want to do your prosperity bundle. No. You're only doing the prosperity because you're in fear, you know? Once you get into peace and you can stay in peace, then you can draw your prosperity to you. You can use that clearing as an aid to help you, you know, but you need to get out of the fear, to find out what your fear is. And now I'm finding out, we'll be talking about this in other programs a little bit, but every one of these energetic bodies has and needs to have a shackle-type clearing on that. So if you have done these clearings, and if you have purchased, in addition, the unlimited version, then go into that clearing over again and do your whole lifetime for shackles, because the bodies are being shackled. So that's what I would say to just if you go, wow, I got like, you know, six clearings over the last year and a half, and I did do all of these, and I have a couple more or whatever, and I do have the unlimited, go in that into the unlimited and put in shackles for that emotional body, because that emotional body is shackled, and so is your mental and everything else. That will be a much deeper healing for you. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, thanks, Ron. Interestingly, one of the clearings you mentioned was the cellular mental clearing, and we have a question about that. Is the incident box for clearing the brain, is the incident box in the cellular mental clearing, I should say, is it for clearing the brain of illnesses and conditions in the body to stop the brain from continuing the patterns in organ function like sun damage and cancer cells? Or is it for things you've been thinking your whole life, like religious beliefs or an I am ugly or I will never earn enough money, et cetera?
The cellular mental is how your cells communicate to each other. So that's the easiest way to describe that. Now, yes, it could be also used as how it communicates to your mental body, because your mental body may be in charge of that program that connects to your cellular body. So you need to realize that the cells in your body do communicate, and if they're running programs, you want to get the programs out of them. So what's causing the programs? The mental body. Okay, and the mental body then transmits energy, and then you need to have the cellular mental clearing to put those cells back into balance. So as far as working on, like, you know, an illness or something, yeah, it's possible it could help that, but, you could do that after you do the whole clearing. And, you know, if you do have a condition like you're talking about, right away, that condition probably brings up fear in you. So, naturally, you want to do the fear clearing. So, the bottom line is you need to become the reality of what you're striving for. So you can't really do much of anything if you're in fear, because the fear will bring to you illnesses. Naturally, in the old days, they don't talk about it as much, at least where I am anyway, but normally around Christmas time, they start talking about flu shots. I haven't heard flu shots being promoted that much the last couple of years, for whatever reason. Maybe in your town they do that. So right away, are you afraid of the flu? And does that trigger you? You know, if it does, then that means that you're afraid of catching the flu. So you're in fear of that. What are you going to bring to yourself? You bring to yourself that energy, because now you're waving the flag that you're afraid of the flu. The aliens see that, and they'll give you the flu. You need to come into oneness with the flu, or another way of stating that, you want to become neutral with that, which is the oneness with it, so that you're not drawing it to yourself. Remember, your thoughts create your reality. That's 100% truth there. So what are you thinking? If you don't think anything, then you're not creating in the dark side universe of the aliens anything. You're in peace. So why should you start thinking about stuff outside of yourself to bring it to you, to the internal part of you, to actually kill you and cause you harm? So, anyway, back to you.
Okay. I was wondering, Ron, I forgot to ask this earlier, would you mind clearing entities out for all of us? And somebody had an interesting question. With you clearing the entities, you know, often, if not every show, and us running the recording you did for us, are we attracting aliens, rather, that want to get out?
You want me to do an alien clearing? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I misspoke. I meant to say alien.
Okay, no, you're not drawing them to yourself.
Okay.
Because they're already around you. So it's possible, you know, aliens don't even want you, but they find a way to get out. So they're actually being attracted to me because, you know, they're hearing my voice through your speaker. So they're not hooking up to you, but they're allowing maybe you to be used to listen to the program. Now, that's a possibility. One way of stating that, it may not be right, but, you know, they're not going to really attack you because you're listening to the program. They're probably going to thank you for listening so they can get a way out of there. And, you know, that would be good. So here we go. Let's release the aliens that are listening to the program that are trapped here. And they know what that means because they've probably been here longer than you. And here we go. Releasing the enslaved, trapped aliens. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Oh boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Very good. Okie dokie, back to you.
Okay, Ron, wonderful. We have a couple of comments from listeners about today's show. Somebody wrote in, I also clear the energy of the day. Monday has a certain energy compared to Sunday. Each day feels different. But when I clear them, they all feel the same. No energy or emotion or expectation attached to the day.
Yep, that's the way it's supposed to be. Very good.
Yeah, yeah. And also, I don't know all of them, but I forgot to say this. I put the planet of the day in as well. Whatever planet is attached to the day of the week, I know a few. Today's the moon. Well, maybe you could disconnect us from the moon, Ron. Would that be possible?
Sure. Here we go. So, moon energy being released. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. That should help you out. Let's do the back side of the moon. Because normally when you think of the moon, you think of the front side. You know, what's that? It was that Pink Floyd, the dark side of the moon or something?
Mm-hmm.
So here we go. Releasing that energy. You don't know what's there. But you can't see it. Probably a lot of military bases there. So here we go. Releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh boy. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 9, and 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 50. There we go. So we'll see how you're doing with that. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. So I'm so glad that the person that just wrote in yesterday is in fact listening to our show, who had the questions about what healings to start with. And they have a question for their mother has a chronic condition. And what could the healings help her is the question. And I guess if so, which healings?
I'll be the ones that we stated. Number one, things happen with those energetic bodies first. So you want to feel those bodies. I can't say it's going to fix her, but she will be probably more at peace. And remember, once you're in peace, then you can reprogram your spirit and your body for wellness. Otherwise, if you're not in peace, then you're dealing with darkness, and the darkness is going to cause you harm and maybe kill you. So it just depends, you know, how far your mother is or anything else, but can the healings help her? Yeah, they can. I won't say it's going to fix her, but it could help her. So that's what you want to do with those clearings that we mentioned earlier. And this archive will be up probably in a couple of days here. And so if you need to re-listen, you can just go back into it and just know the date is the 18th of July. So just go in and listen to the archive over again for what clearings you may wish to have. So back to you.
Okay. And that reminded me, Ron, on the last show, you gave us another wonderful gift, and I know it's going to be out soon as its own page for free healing on the website. But in the meantime, you have said that we could do the space holders clearing by typing in space holders into the alien keyword intercept healing. So when the person asked about that for their mother, I thought that might be a temporary, you know, help if there's pain involved. I think it is something that brings pain. If you're doing your tools and you're saying, the mind to heart drop and I now increase my life force energy first, then mightn't the space holders help?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, good. And we'll, of course, announce when that page is available, but for now you can just type it in on there, on the keyword alien intercept. Okay. So someone wrote in about fear. They're also creating and forcing fear into people. They, the aliens, enter the body and disrupt the stomach area to create fear. So person doesn't necessarily, so they're just adding to, I guess, you know, what the problem is with feeling fear, that it's also, it's not just our thoughts, I guess, and our emotions, but the aliens are adding to the mix or the problem, this person says. Does that feel right to you, Ron?
Yeah, they do that.
Okay.
You're not alone.
Right. Okay, here's an interesting question. I received a letter that gave off a huge negative field of energy, and I also noticed that the mailman was giving off that same energy. How do I clear that?
Well, did you attach yourself, you know, to the letter that you received? Okay. You know, I would guess the first thing would probably be to do a space clearing in your space, because you probably have your space contaminated. And then from there, you want to clear yourself out of that emotion. So naturally, you probably have your unlimited emotional clearing. So you want to use that to clear. So do your unlimited emotional clearing, because it's not like it's an emotional thing. If it puts you into fear, then do your unlimited emotional fear clearing. So, you know, this is why we have the unlimited versions. As stuff enters into your life beyond your control, because, you know, you're open and thinking about this stuff, in a sense. Not always, but sometimes, you know what's going to happen. You know, you somehow have your radar out and go, you know, I'm going to have some bad mail next week, you know? And, you know, that's, and then all of a sudden, lo and behold, that's your self-fulfilling prophecy. And you could have felt the energy initially coming down the pike, you know? So that, so you know it's going to be happening. But, you know, you want to clear yourself up and get back into neutral, because whatever you received as a negative thing from the mailman, you want to now get into neutral with that so you can figure out what to do with it. Otherwise, you're going to be reactive and probably looking outside of yourself for answers. And sometimes that's okay to do. But, you know, you want to get yourself peaceful. So back to you.
Okay. I'm so happy this person wrote this in, because I almost forgot to mention it. I use the alien keyword intercept, put my name in, then be here now healing for spirit out for spirit and body retrieval. I put up two windows of this. It's nice to do this and put up many windows to help me stay present. What a gift. Thank you.
Great.
Yes, that was another wonderful, you know, as this person said, wonderful gift to us, Ron. So thank you. So that means you can run the Be Here Now clearing for as much time as you'd like. Okay, so.
Do the mind a heart drop, you know, because you can't always be at your computer. So always do the mind a heart drop. But the Be Here Now is a great clearing, ideally, you know, you want to do the mind a heart drop always. So, and people will say, gee, Ron, it only runs for like 5 minutes. Can I get it longer or something like that, or whatever the time is on it? Well, just do the mind a heart drop. That's only 20 seconds. So your best bet is to always do the mind a heart drop. Get used to that. Do it maybe once an hour. When I first started talking about it, I was talking about maybe doing it 3 times a day. Some people are kind of like going, wow, that's a lot to do something, you know. But, you know, you want to do it enough times so that you're used to it. And then get a day planner so you don't, you know, kind of miss out on appointments and stuff, because you're going to be in the now out of the mind matrix of the alien. Remember, they create the matrix. They create all those things around you. Once you're out of it, then you're free. Otherwise, you know, in a sense, what you are is a slave to them. And nobody likes being a slave. And they love to be your master. So, back to you.
Okay, we have a question about the cost and parameters of the Alien Freedom Bundle. And I'll just say it includes the abduction clearing, the alien blood barcode, the alien slime disconnection, and the alien web coat removal. And that bundle is $150, and it's unlimited. So there's no, you don't pay anything in addition to have it be whole life. It is a whole life clearing.
Right.
It seems to be there's some confusion about that. Okay, someone who did the spirit release for their deceased loved one still sometimes sees that person, they say, out of waking consciousness. I don't know what that means. Is this the aliens messing with me? I thought after the spirit clearing they were gone.
Well, the spirit clearing takes away the spirit. Yes, it's gone. If you did that, it's gone. They could be doing something to you to try to tie you back in again to that person. It could be a possibly some type of illusion from your soul family. and maybe playing with them. But they may be working with your mind. Maybe they're playing with your mind loop patterns and your mind looping, and they're creating a scene so that you can see this vision of the person or something. So you may want to do a mind loop clearing with that in mind, okay? That, you know, that's gone. The emotional body should be gone if you cleared the emotional body. You only mentioned, you know, what I heard anyway, you only mentioned the spirit. So if you have you cleared the emotional body? If you haven't cleared the emotional body, then, yeah, naturally you're still going to have that around. The spirit is out of here, but the emotional body is what torments people. So back to you.
Okay. Do you want to also today, Ron, talk a little bit about the special clearing and how we use that, or not?
Not today, no.
Okay. Okay. We have a couple of questions here. But that's okay. We'll hold them. We'll keep that question and answer it later. Okay. On the soul family clearing, can you name a soul family member in there?
Yeah, you could. Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know I've done that. I sometimes just run it in general, but if I feel like I want to clear a particular person, I put their name in after mine, disconnect from blank person. Okay, can you please say about how aliens attack us through other people and how the darkness uses other people to hurt people?
Well, let's just look at a scenario, right? You're with a friend and you're talking, and then the aliens, you know, naturally they're in control of time, and so they abduct the other person. Remember, they freeze time, they abduct the other person, and then they create another clone replica of them. So let's just say it takes them 12 hours of their time to do that. Your time, you don't even know that it happened. So they're now creating the hologram all around you because you're frozen in space, okay? You're froze, you can't do anything. You don't know that, though. So now it takes them 12 hours to fabricate your surroundings, to make a new person come in, and they drop in a new program into this person. And the person now is brought in, and then they activate them and you. Now the person is very angry, or they brought in a shapeshifter. Maybe they brought in some kind of weird-looking life form inside of that person, okay? But you don't know that. And now you're being attacked because that's what they chose to do, because they're in control of time. And that's how that works. So they will normally figure out you, what kind of buttons that you need to have pushed, that they want to push, because you're really reactive to a certain thing. So let's just say that you don't like, you don't like tomatoes, okay? So they go, oh, we're going to get this person, because they don't like tomatoes. So right away, they bring in a program in the other person, and they come online, they go, man, let's go have some tomatoes. I love tomatoes, you know, they're great, and they're red, and right away, now you're going, I hate tomatoes. Why is this person bringing up tomatoes? And now you get upset, and then the aliens go, Whippy, we got them. We're stealing that energy from that person. And then maybe because you're taking off so much energy out of you, that life form that's inside of that clone replica that you're talking to, which could be your best friend, now hops into you. And now they're taking advantage of you because now they're inside of you, stealing energies from you. And that's what happens. So there's really nothing that I can say that's positive, that isn't scary, you know. That's what we talk about here. That's why you want to do the clearings. Remember, you don't know how bad it is here. Believe me. I can tell you that. What you think is bad, it's worse, okay? So anyway. So back to you.
Okay. We sometimes talk about movies and things on the show, and a listener made a suggestion of a movie called Mirror Mask. She gets cloned out, and her real self is on timelines, a very good depiction of how the dark can take over and where we are and what we are dealing with.
Yep.
I've not seen that.
The show that I saw, we just finished it. It was called, let's see here, Something Things. Do you recall what that was? I know it was a plural word.
It had Stranger in the title.
Stranger Things, I believe. It's a Netflix a little series. I don't know if it's eight shows or not. But the young kid in there described timelines perfectly, like I've been talking about. So I'll just describe that to you. So they're talking about this boy got brought into another reality, and his mother could hear his voice off and on, and, you know, there's aliens in there, you know, trying to eat people and stuff. But forgetting that, you know, the whole thing is that what he had was I believe it was like a chessboard, and then, you know, or checkers board, a chessboard, I think, and they fold in half, right? You probably have all seen these. So what he did is he said, well, the front side of this board is white. This is where we live. And then he turns it upside down, and the back side happens to be black just because it is, okay? Because this is the other dimension. And so right away you go, yeah, there's one dimension here, and then you turn it over, that's the other one. That's the upside down version. I go, interesting, you know? And then he takes it and he holds the board, you know, the game board, you know, checkers board, and he folds it in half because there's a fold down the middle. And he goes, and these two can merge together and be right alongside of each other or in the same space. So that's perfect explanation of that. And that's the way it is. So like I say, you know, like when we clear the aliens out of your room, they could be in you, around you, through you, anywhere else, you know, anywhere, living in your space and you don't even know it. So that's the way it is. So that's kind of a neat show, and it does talk about, the military, some type of, I won't go into it too far, but anyway, it's a good show to kind of watch if you haven't seen it. It does have a lot of truth in there. Well, it probably is a true story, I'll say, a true movie of what's going on here. Oddly enough, it was brought out this year, 2016, and it kind of goes back in time to, I'll say, maybe early 70s, we'll say, maybe 74 or something is how the scene is with the people who are living there. So they're using the technology back then and showing you, it's probably showing you what they were doing in 74 that, you know, is quite old compared to now, you know, that's like, 40 years ago, typically, people say, of what they had going on. So anyway, now we can catch up. So back to you.
Okay, thanks. Next question is about the new timeline crash, the advanced one. The new timeline crash clearing specifically says no emotional issues, while the old monthly and weekly timeline crash had emotional issues on which we are abducted and placed on timelines. Why the difference?
We're still changing the page over a little bit.
Okay. Well, if you're doing them now, you could just write in the emotional component to the situation, right? In the box?
Yep. Uh-huh.
Okay. And then their second question definitely, I know, is getting addressed. How is the space-time crash addressed with the new clearing? And there's going to be a button for that.
Yeah, we'll have that on the website at some point here.
And you recommend, is it one-third of the time about? So if you've done a third of the time, you timeline crashed everything for a space-time.
Yeah, that would even be probably a lot. I'd say maybe 10%.
Oh, okay.
and you probably want to, you know, go in there and do a space-time crash by yourself, you know, without doing a timeline if something happened to you at a younger age, because you could have got scared out of your body and you could still be on out in space, even though you may be not on a timeline that's activated. Remember, the aliens could have forgot about you, but you still can be lost in space. Let's just say that everybody, I won't say everybody, let's just say that you were on a timeline of breaking your arm. So you broke your arm when you were 10, okay? And we got listeners listening who have done many, many timeline crashes for having a broken arm, you know, around that age. So right away, you would be covered in that as they're clearing them out. So maybe you have 500,000 timeline crashes by other people with a broken arm around the age of 10. Well, all of a sudden, all those timelines are eliminated. So the aliens don't even know about it because they live in time. So when you take it out of time and eliminate that time sequence, the program, you know, what you do with the upside-down timeline, but we'll just say you're of all the timelines, now they're going to look and say, oh, no timelines for broken arms. They don't even know what it is. And so now you got cleared and you're off that timeline thanks to other people. So, could you still be lost in space? Of course you could be. So, you want to do clearings for being lost in space, because you may not ever get found unless you do that in this lifetime. So think of your traumatic situations and do the space-time crashes for that. You may just devote maybe a week to that. You know, just kind of jot down different things that you believe, you know, you could be out there lost in space. So, back to you.
Okay. And, here's a good question. You were talking about the shackles clearing, and I don't think you have a shackles clearing up yet. So the question is, do we put in shackles after our name, and can we clear shackles and pins on the special clearing?
At this point, no. You need to go in and do all those prerequisites that I kind of mentioned initially on the program. And then from there, you could probably go in and do that. But mainly the shackle clearing is going to be for your energetic bodies, okay? And so you want to go in and do your whole lifetime unlimited clearing and put the word shackle in and do your whole lifetime with that unlimited clearing. So whatever you have had and paid for with your unlimited clearings, go in and do the shackle clearing on each one of those whole lifetime energetic bodies.
Oh, that is terrific, Ron.
So you're able to take that clearing that was only for certain issues that you would come upon or have, like, you know, your neighbor calls you and, you know, their little mouse ran away or something that they had in the cage, and now they're upset and they make you upset because you like that little mouse because you used to feed it and no longer is it around because it's off. They opened the door up and it took off, so now you're upset. So that's why you go into the emotional clearing to clear that situation. So now you can just take that, and that would be the unlimited version. And so now you go in and you put down shackles, and you take the shackles off of your emotional body. And then you do the whole lifetime of that, your current age, and take it off. Then whatever else you have had with unlimited clearings, go in there and clear off and put shackle in there. Back to you.
Okay. Earlier I misspoke and said entities, Ron, and someone has a question. Is it entities that account for a person being very changeable? And maybe you could explain what entities are, too.
Okay, so since we're talking about the aliens knowing about time, okay, and they control your time when you're not here and when you are here, so entities come into you, they pop into your body, How that process is, I have no clue. Maybe the aliens stop time and blow the whistle and all the entities run over to you and they go, tag, and you're it. And now you got 10 entities in you. And they come into you because of your problems, your situations, your addictions, or whatever. And once they find a home, then they love you and they'll stay with you forever. So entity clearing, normally you want to clear out entities out of you probably once every couple of weeks. And that could change your personality. You know, when they come in, they can change your handwriting. They can change you, making you think you're smarter or dumber or whatever. Remember, it all depends who's running you. And do you feel like it's yourself? Maybe you look in the mirror and you go, man, that's not me. Well, it's an entity looking back at you. Of course, it's not you. And that's what happens to a lot of people who maybe they get drunk or whatever, get arrested, and they go, well, I didn't do that. Well, they're telling you the truth. They didn't do it. The entity did it. But you can't look around and say, oh, here's the entity over here. You know, that's the one that should be having the situation dealt with. This is the entity. No, they're out having fun with somebody else. You're holding the bag of what you did in your body because your body is here. You didn't protect your body, you know, temple. So by not protecting your body temple, then they bring entities into you. So entities are probably the worst thing that's here because they go and body hop from person to person and they bring in their addictions. So, back to you.
Okay. I have been having a lot of dreams and wake up feeling like I have been in a movie. Is there a program I can run while sleeping to clear dreams?
I'll have the people listening answer that one.
We have had a lot of different things, you know, come up. you know, different ideas of people that are wanting to clear their dreams. And someone else is asking, they're being specific about a dream, and they feel like they're in an underground base or an underground industrial complex. Same thing, how to clear that. Now, when you have a dream, so go ahead.
Are there. The first thing is that your dreams are real. And so you just happen to be bringing back that experience, okay? That dream for you is very powerful, and you brought it back here, you know, and you know about it, okay? Well, there could be 100 other dreams that you know nothing about that didn't get imprinted strong enough to bring back here, okay? So whatever you bring back and you know about, then you better do timeline crashes on it. So that's the first thing. Do a lot of timeline crashes, maybe 1,000 of them, for that dream that you had. And maybe because that is on an alien timeline, very possibly you might get rid of that timeline and you won't ever go back there again. So that's one way to look at it. The other way is it could actually be, you know, is it made up by the alien? Is it a film, a movie? Or is it a true location that you've been to that's real? You're really not going to know. So you could have been in a true underground alien military complex, having yourself experimented with, strapped to a table, and it was a real physical thing for you. Okay? And you're not going to know the difference because the fabrication on timelines are also real. Remember, when you're not in the present moment, which you would not be when you're dreaming, then because you're really here in your bed, right? So if you're having a dream, you can't be here and there at the same time. You're out of here. So if you're in the present moment, you won't have any dreams. So when you're in the present moment, that's the whole key to the whole thing. Have you did energetic clearings on yourself to clean out your energetic bodies? Because the aliens are seeing those, wanting to get you. So So the problem is that your bodies are contaminated and they found a way into you. So it looks like our time is coming to a close here. So hopefully everybody get on and do the unlimited version of your whole lifetime clearing. If you don't have it, you may want to get that. $50 for each individual, whole lifetime energetic body clearing. So after you do your whole lifetime, then get the unlimited version. And with the unlimited version, then you just input shackles into the specific event. And do that, and we'll see what we have from people on comments. So please send over your testimonials so we can talk about them on the Wednesday program. That'd be great. So thank you, Ann, and thank you, ladies behind the scenes here. And let's do the mind to heart drop. Here we go. So command in your spirit out loud. So I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everyone. Thank you. Blessings.
Bye, all.